Approved. Congratulations, Ms. Conward. We will set the closing date for Friday at noon. Does that date and time work for you? Asked the loan officer. Whitney said, Oh my God. Yes, thank you for all your help. Whitney found the house of her dreams to grow old in, raise a family, and be happy. Moving into a quiet neighborhood was all Whitney wanted. The setting was amazing. Beautiful palm trees with rich green leaves. A beautiful three-story house located 50 steps from her was her nearest neighbor. An amazing white brick home that sat on a hill just above the satin waves on the lake. Whitney was very pleased. All the beautiful green grass, blooming flowers, and a relaxing lake. A place where everyone stays to themselves. Whitney was all alone in Palm Tree Island. All her family was in the city, about an hour from her new home. All her friends missed her back in the city. Whitney has been an architect for 9 years at the same company. She was totally fine with making the hour drive back and forth to work. Closing day arrived in a rush. She was full of excitement. After a week of moving, she was finally settled in. Whitney enjoyed the quiet mornings, watching the sunrise that excite her eyes. One of the best decisions Whitney made was part of a fresh new start. Chapter 2. The Neighbor. Taking time off from work to move, Whitney was able to sleep in and relax. She decided to cook a big breakfast. While in the kitchen, Whitney heard a surprising knock at the door. Walking quietly to the front, she asked, Who is it? The person replied and said, It's Lisa, your neighbor. Whitney opened the door with a smile and said, Nice to meet you. Hi, I'm Whitney. Standing nervously in the doorway with a huge basket in her hand. Staring at Whitney, Lisa says, Oh, I'm sorry. This is your gift from me. Welcome to Palm Tree Island. Thank you so much, Whitney replied. Would you like to come in and have some breakfast? Whitney added. I would love to, but I'm running late for a meeting, Lisa said nervously. We will have to do a rain check for tomorrow, Lisa asked. After work tomorrow will be perfect, but it will be lunch instead of breakfast food, Whitney said and laughed. Ah, bye, Lisa said.